All right, guys. This next speaker, first timer to the Your Story stage. She is the events deputy at Cards Against Humanity and a fan of the podcast. I'm really stoked to have her here. Alex Cox.
Yes!
Thanks for being excited, Shelby.
You're welcome.
Hey, so I'm Alex, and most of you don't know me, but I know a lot of you as the voices who make me cry on the CTA while I'm listening to your podcast. So thanks for that, guys. And when Patrick emailed me asking me to tell a story, I said I was super excited because I'm such a huge fan of the Nerdalogs and your stories and Patrick's writing. And I was actually lying, because, again, huge fan, not a huge fan of speaking public, and I was really nervous that with the theme of fingers crossed, I would make a lesbian sex joke that would really upset people. So just, if it suits you, Google lesbians fingers crossed, and you'll have an interesting experience online. Anyway... a couple months ago, graduated from Columbia with a degree in documentary cinema arts and sciences. That sounds really fancy, but it's not even a little bit. And I spent my entire time in art school trying to make films that were a hybrid of documentary and playfulness, because video games have always had such a huge impact on my life. Plus, documentaries just usually make people really sad, and I don't want to contribute to that. I also had my fingers crossed all the time that I wouldn't completely fuck up, because all my projects were really, really dumb. They usually had some sort of pun or wordplay in the title, and I thought it was really funny, but again, mostly dumb, so you don't need to laugh at any bit of this. The first project I ever did was a film that was not a film. It was just screen caps of my friends and I as we talked on iChat. And I called it eye chattering and thought it was really, really clever. And it was set to NSYNC's It's Gonna Be Me. It was supposed to be a commentary on nostalgia and long distance friendship, but that was total bullshit. I also did a short project called Friendflix. I would invite another film student over and we'd watch a movie. And I would tell them that we were going to record ourselves talking about it afterwards. And I'd set up the camera and say, "So, what did you think about Spirited Away?" And before they could have a chance to say anything, I would just flick them in the face and then and record their reaction. See, now I can't do that to any of you, and I'm sad. The most successful documentary I've made to date, and I'm using success with a very large grain of salt, is called Felt Up, and it involved subjects telling their virginity stories through hand puppets, because they're felt, get it? And you feel it, yeah. You don't need to really. It's okay. I bitched this to teachers as a way to anonymously deconstruct sexuality stereotypes, but really just thought it'd be fun to talk to people about sex while playing with puppets.
Yeah.
And this stupid short film is, like, still playing in festivals, so I guess other people thought it was fun. And I got really cool internships and jobs based off of this dumb thing I made, so yay me. And when I graduated, I was still working on this, and I'm actually still working on this project that involves nonfiction ludonarratives or documentary video games. But at your graduation party, you want your friends and family to think that you're doing something interesting and not just still playing with puppets. So that was where I was at. And at the same night of my graduation party, I got an email. And at this point, I'm, like, really, really freaking out. Like, I was doing a bunch of freelance jobs, and they're really great, but they were projects involving the homelessness and minimum wage across America, and these were all really, really important, great projects. But they really just kind of made me, again, they made me really sad. And all of my other projects, as dumb as they were, they made me happy, and they made a lot of people really, really happy. And I wanted to keep doing that. So anyway, at the night of my graduation party, I'm just, like, messing around on Tumblr, and I get this email asking if I wanted to interview at the for a position at this company, you might have heard of it, Cards Against Humanity. And I immediately emailed my roommate because I thought it was like a prank and he was fucking with me, which he would never do that. That's something I would do to him. I don't know why I thought that. But yeah, I was like, all right, I'll just go to this interview at this place that, you know, made the card game that defined most of my friendships in college. No big deal. They'll be fine. Fingers crossed. And so, yeah, my interview started out with a description of my job, and it quickly escalated to me filming my now coworkers and boss destroying a printer in an alley. And that's when I met Claire, who at the time I'm like, God damn it, your voice sounds so familiar, and now I know why. She threw a shoe at it, and it started to smoke, and the neighbors got mad. Anyway, so yeah, I was off the job and took it, and now I'm a tiny part of helping bring silliness into people's lives, and I couldn't be happier. Fingers crossed they don't fuck this up. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alex. We're really excited to have you here. I have to know, did anybody look like what you thought, or was anyone a complete surprise?
No comments?
Fair. Fair. That's fair.
Can I tell a quick funny story about Alex getting hired?
Sure.
So...
the lights...
I never run lights! yeah, it was... we needed an internship. And then... Alex applied, so we made up a different internship to make sure that she could have it. And then we just turned that into a full-time job. So that we could hire Alex.
Thank you.
Yeah. Small businesses, the backbone of America. All right, guys. Transitions.